Whatever Talk is back. Sorry for the absence, but things came up. We didn't really say Happy New Year's, Merry Christmas, none of that good stuff, but Happy Christmas, Merry New Year's now, and thanks for being here, and we apologize for the extreme audio issues that we had during this episode, but bear with it and enjoy Whatever Talk.
The show you are about to listen to is intended for mature audience only. There will be things said that may not be appropriate for younger audience and may offend you. We at Whatever Talk would like to apologize in advance, but really, get over it.
What up, though? Welcome to Whatever Talk, the show where we talk about whatever we seem to be talking about at the time. I'm your host, Donnie, and I got T-Dot Cliff. Wait a minute. Now go.
What's up, peoples? What's up, homie?
Today, we're going to be talking about a little bit of what D. Trump said. I like calling him D. Trump. That make him sound even more hip.
I don't care. If D. Trump win, I'm gonna be happy that he won. Cause he need to bring the racial back. We need to be divided.
Well, you got a nice handful of people sitting right behind you and him. Also, we're gonna talk about a Republican state senate. I think you guys know where I'm going when I get to that. And we're gonna talk about some holiday spirit from one company. Leg out.
We talking about whatever, whatever that's on your mind. Speak your mind. Don't be shy. This is your time to shine.
You know, like people like that. Just people that I know. I can do a rap like that right now.
Would it tell a story?
Huh?
Would it tell a story or will you just be naming names?
No, I don't tell stories. Oh, I don't know what it is about you in these stories. What did you like?
Because say on stories? Because a story is what mates it entertaining. You just babbling on about anything.
That's fun sometimes too. That's what you call freestyle.
Well, freestyle is fun if you're freestyling with your homies or battle rapping. Battle, and me personally, I even write my battle raps for in case I'm prepared for anybody who challenges me against battle rapping.
You're not a battle rapper.
Well, I bet you I can win at least three. I guarantee you I can win. I guarantee I can win at least three rounds. Three rounds. I guarantee you that.
No, you're not. You're going to rap three rounds, but you're going to lose all three of them.
And it's going to be consecutive.
You're going to lose all three of them.
Yeah. You know what?
I'm going to shut you down.
You know what? I probably will lose all three of them because my rounds make sense. Okay, people, I got some news for y'all. And I know you probably hearing like, man, this stuff is old or is late. It's not really late or old. It's just that we record our shows a week in advance. So this week's show, you're hearing it today, right now, but it was recorded last week.
Yeah, and I was meaning to talk to you about that, too.
Oh, I would love to get things, like, started, you know, a daily show or a show get released almost every other day. But with our schedule, we can't do that.
You got to start putting more into your own show. Put more into them whores than you do your own show.
Nope.
Yes, you do.
Nope. I do.
Every time Tricky call you.
What are you talking about? I record and edit both shows, and that's it.
No, I don't have more shows of trophy whores than your own show.
Where can I start my show 5 years after I started trophy whores?
That's what I'm talking about. You need to put more into your own show.
Oh, man, let's get out of here. Let's move over to the show because you're making my brain hurt. I want to get off into this. This show is going to be somewhat political. D. Trump, our runner-up to be next president, he said...
No, he just headed a race for the Republicans. Because if he dropped down to that third, what you call him, they said Hillary Clinton is in for a shoo-in for real.
Well, again, we already mentioned she ain't going in no matter what.
She going in. Okay. She going to be sucking a lot of butt. She going to go on in.
D. Trump said he/we need to stop Muslims from entering the U.S.
I'm with him. I agree on that.
Why?
Because they don't want to do nothing but kill you if you ain't down with them.
But the thing about it, that's not all entire Muslims.
And then some Muslims over here, you know what they say about the Muslims over there? Say these Muslims over here is not real Muslims. So who are real Muslims?
Okay, that's what
the real Muslims are the ones who want to kill you for not being down with them. Then just take that back over there, and then they can become real Muslims.
Well, that's what everybody says about everybody if you're not down with them. It's all about that.
Christians don't do that. Christians accept you in or don't and accept you if you're not in. Actually, they don't kill you.
Actually, Christians is the most hypocritical religion
out there. No, Christians is not. It's the people. It is. People themselves are. The Christianity is not hypocritical. It's the people in it that's turning it around.
Okay.
God is not a hypocrite.
So...
God wants you to be like him.
Okay,
so he's not a hypocrite. People who's trying to front on them, those are hypocrites.
Okay, God.
You're a hypocrite.
God
and
himself.
You're not even a Christian.
I'm not anything. Explain that. I'm not anything.
That's right.
So that don't make me a hypocrite. No, that doesn't.
You are a hypocrite.
I'm a hypocrite because I talk about...
Because you do something else.
No, I talk... Only reason, look, I read the Bible... Yes, I do, but I don't believe in any religion because of the... And the only reason I read...
And that's a shame.
No, and I... And
so that means you don't have nowhere where you're going.
That don't mean jack.
It do mean jack. It means you're not going anywhere. Where are you going?
You don't know where you're going.
I know where I'm going.
No, that's where you believe to hope to.
No,
that's
what I don't... I know, to but no, it's not what I hope. That's what I believe.
Okay, first of all, us as kids... We don't believe. We only believe because the household says that we believe. So, again, it's not until when you become an adult and hopefully you have enough sense to read up on things that you for your own self to make the decision to believe in whether you want to believe this or not. You know what? I don't even want to get on this because we branched off way away from what Trump said about the Muslim thing. I put this in the store in the agenda. We get back to what you this whole religion thing much later. I mean, in the near future, not much later. In the near future, because
this is what you're talking about. You're talking about Muslims, but it's based on religion also.
Yeah,
what Trump is talking about.
Yeah, everything is about about religion and war. But
I can understand what you're saying, but I agree with Trump on the Muslim thing.
But to me, that's stupid because not all Muslims are like this. Not all Christians are like how I said it is. Just like when I was a Mormon, not all Mormons is the exact way as people portray them as, because people read books and they get their justifications off a book instead of actually talking to an actual person.
Yes. It's also experience.
Yes. Again, we strayed away from what Trump said. All Muslims are not the way what Muslims are being portrayed as over as ISIS is doing. And on top of that, this goes against what the United States of America stands for, which is a country of religion freedom, meaning that whatever you believe in, you are allowed to believe in it over here. And there's so many people run from Afghanistan, run from Africa, run from Pakistan, Bangkok, because of they are not allowed to believe in what they want to believe in. So they come over
Christianity,
which is not all of them are Christians that runs over here. All of them, a lot of them are Muslims.
They really don't want you to believe.
A lot of them is Muslims that run over here to America because they believe that their God is not telling them to kill folks if they don't believe in. Which again, I do have the Quran. I have yet to crack it open, but I know bits and pieces of it due to me talking to a Muslim.
Oh, I got the whole story.
Also, the Muslim I talked to, going off what he tells me, and then going off what Jehovah's tells me, going off what Mormons tells me, going off what I grew up as Christian, none of those gods, which they are basically derived from the same God, but neither one of those religions tells the God tells them to kill themselves, blow up other people in order to get people to follow them. But again, you telling me that
that's amazing. How you just read a little and you know so much than everybody else.
I read a little, and then I also
more than the whole world.
I didn't say I know more than the whole world. Again,
that's how you going up. Read this, so I know this.
No,
read this, so I know this.
I said I read and also spoke to actual people of this religion.
How many people did you speak to?
I speak to numerous peoples. I was a Mormon at one point in time. I was a Mormon at one point in time.
100?
I spoke to Muslims.
500?
I spoke to Jehovah.
10,000? You only spoke to a little bit of people. You got the whole world. Everybody got different
opinions. Okay. Dude, again, T, again, you're going off into the rent of not speaking or thinking in general.
When
I brought up Muslim, you put them not in a general category. You put them as freaking Muslims blowing up people, and that's what their religion is. And
I'm not over there.
Okay, but the thing about it is that religion, those set of people are Mormons. Don't believe in what these American Mormons, those set of Muslims don't believe in the same type of method as the Muslims over here in America.
People over here.
And also,
here are not real some of these Muslims.
Okay,
over here, like,
stop saying real Muslim because you have no idea what
they
exactly
said.
That.
I didn't say that. I don't give a shit what the Muslims are. I don't care nothing about them. I said that's what they said. I said the people over there said that the Muslims over here are not real Muslims. It's even people over here like the, what you call them, them Indians or the people with the red dots or whatever. Like, them people over here that's Muslim, they say that, I guess the black people over here, I would want to say that they say they're not real Muslim. I said that's what they said. That's not what I'm saying.
Okay, but when I brought this up, you said you agree because
I agree. You should go back over there. That's why I agree. You said kicking them out of America. I agree with that. Yeah, that's what I agree with.
So you even it don't make a difference if they're not the ones who don't believe in blowing up people.
Yeah.
So you want to kick out Muslims that's over here? Says ship them back. Matter of fact, you sound like the white man when they say ship us back to Africa. Now, but you're saying, ship the Muslims out of here. Which, first of all, he didn't say ship them out of here. He said the ones that ain't made it over here yet, prevent them from coming over here. That's what he said.
Yeah, and I got my reasons why.
At the same time.
It's not for their reasons.
Okay, but at the same time, you saying the ones that's here, ship them out. So the ones that's here are most likely the ones that don't believe in killing for your belief. Here, but they believe in the same equality as Christians do as far as come from mankind. So, kick them out also?
Yeah.
But why? So,
because I'm going to tell you why. Because they get treated better than Americans. It takes Americans forever, like, we trying to fight for insurance, but they come over here.
Dude,
Americans bless them with assurance just like that.
All right, but you know that's not going to change not one thing. It's correct.
They get treated better than
okay,
us.
But the thing about it is, that's not, if we were to kick out all religion.
I'm
about to tell you, if we were to kick out all religions except for Christians, not a dang thing would change as far as what you just said. Our insurance is not going to change because you want to know why? We're still going to be butting our heads into other people's countries, helping them out versus helping us out because that's what America is. That's nothing's going to change.
I didn't say anything would change, but I didn't say, and I don't believe it's going to change even if we was to kick them out.
But why say that then?
They don't have to come over here and get good stuff over there.
Yes, we do know when it comes to taxes and all that stuff from foreigners, they do get treated better than us, and we've been living here all our lives. But again, kicking out Muslims and preventing Muslims from entering the USA, which again goes against everything that the USA stands for, will not do anything.
What you mean it goes against what they stand for?
Because again, yes, we do know America is an enemy to America. Yes, we know this. But America still shouts out their beliefs as far as freedom. Freedom of speech. Freedom of to be not a slave anymore. Freedom to believe in whom and what you want to believe in. That's America. At least that's what America says. By you preventing Muslims from entering the USA, stopping them at the airport, questioning them, and for the ones who are proud enough not
to. What are they doing?
No.
Look
at what ISIS is doing. I understand the whole
thing. But we don't know who is ISIS.
Okay,
we just know that they're Muslim.
Okay, we know. You don't, and even then.
You got to be over here blowing up stuff right now. We don't know who they are.
Exactly. And exactly. That's
not going to check them at the airport. We should check them.
Okay, check every single person.
I don't want to get flown up.
I neither do I. But you don't understand that. You don't understand what I'm coming from.
They look more out to be of attention okay. Because the way they look.
Check
because
everybody.
Because we know that they're Muslim.
Check everybody.
Man. I agree with that.
Check every white person that comes through, ask him if he's Muslim or not. Check every black person that comes through,
I agree with
ask
that,
him if they're Muslim.
But they're not doing that.
Check every Asian that comes through, ask him if they're Muslim.
But they're not doing that.
You don't know that because a Muslim is a Muslim. Just like every black person is not a Christian. Just like every white person in America is not Christian, just like every Asian in America is not Christian and Muslim and all this stuff. So again, check everybody instead of checking people who look like, since they got a long beard or they wearing a turban or they got a dot in the middle of their head.
What you say, I'm checking until the president or the army starts saying check white and black people, check who you supposed to check. If you come in and you look weird, yeah, I'm checking you. I don't want to get blown about you. And y'all most of likely the people that doing. I mean, white people are doing it too. But y'all most likely the people who's doing it. And y'all doing it with showing reputation of it or expose of it. Y'all letting y'all know we blowing people up and we'll even blow ourselves up just to get y'all. So of course, yeah, I'm checking you because if you can stop one of them and you look like the guy who just blew somebody up on a TV that we saw, of course I'm going to check you.
Sure. Okay.
But like I said, agree with you saying that everybody should be checked. Yes, everybody should be checked. But we do get checked. Especially as black people. We get checked.
Okay, but we not
we get checked out here on the streets not even doing nothing. Cops pull us over and check us.
Yeah. We do. Let's move on. It's ran on for a long period of time. Let's move on to during an education committee meeting in Lansing, a Republican state senator, Marty Nolenberg, basically said education is an issue because black students can't turn themselves white.
What?
Outraged black representatives called him racist and stuff like that. Now, I wasn't going to call him racist. Me, myself, I wasn't going to call him racist because what he said is true. But I get to that in a minute. I will call him racist due to the classic racist statement he made after all the name calling, which was, I'm not racist. I have an African-American employee who works for me, which everybody knows that if you have at least one black friend, that makes you a non-racist.
You know, you saw that plenty of times when people be trying to businesses be trying to get them other businesses, but they have a minority in there, but it don't look like that. So that don't mean anything.
Yeah, but
what he said.
Yeah, I know, but that is a classic racist remark because, first of all, in my opinion, by you saying that, you are racist.
Right.
That's the only reason I'm calling him racist due to that last statement he made. But that's going back to this whole issue of education being an issue because black students can't turn themselves white. True. True. If you think about it, it is true.
It's true, because if I could turn myself white right now, I would.
Yeah, people, you know, getting the outrage and calling them racist and calling them names, all that stuff. He only stating the facts, and that coming from a white person, being factual like that or that factual comes off as racist, which, in my opinion, like I talk about all black folks, and look for any reason just to blurt out racist.
Yeah,
but yeah. But in this situation right here, that first statement about the education, it's a true fact. Yes, we know by visual, I can't say by experience, but if you read, you know, statistics, and if you also if you observe other surroundings as far as the white community, schools, black community, schools, that it is a difference. We know white schools are way more privileged than black schools are, meaning that the education is better, the teachers actually teach to their utmost, and they have the resources as far as schools where, you know, they, I'm just going to just throw some things out there. I like science, and particularly biology and animal science. You know, they had dissection classes, you know, stuff like that, the veterinarian stuff like that. You know, you had the resources to do all that stuff. We went to Refford. Refford High had Jack in it, but a basketball and a football team. That's all we pretty much had. And yes, just like most science classes, we had that, the mannequin body sitting over there in the corner of the class showing all the innards. That's pretty much as far as we get as far as biology and all that
Jesus
stuff.
Jesus took that home at the end of the day.
Yeah, and then I believe they sold themselves because it's a couple of times it came back and it had some stuff on it. And all that.
Come.
Nah, but in another thing that plays along with the black community is the surroundings. Not only is the resources placed apart, the surroundings. Yes, there are been witnesses, it's been a record showing, and I witnessed a few in my personal life. You living in the hood, ghetto, and all that stuff, and you go to school, yes, it's hard to study, it's hard to go to class, it's hard to do this, not only due to that the teachers are doing a half job at teaching, but your surroundings.
I don't think that's true.
But they're doing
study, because no, study is on if you want to. It depends on the person. I mean, you said going to class is hard too. No, it's not. Yeah, it all depends on what you do.
No, that's what I'm about to say. It has been, I have seen, and it's been witnessed that just because you grew up in the hood, yes, it's harder. It's harder because of the teachers, the way they teach, and your surroundings and your environment. But if you do work hard and try your best to drown out the gunshots, the violence, the all that other stuff around you, you can make it about the hood.
I don't think you're going to drown. We'll try to drown to your best knowledge. It's just getting over it.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like, but all that stuff plays a psychological thing on the kid.
Because I said it's playing like I'm in the same hood with Tony the teacher. Good job. He went to like Cass, but I think that's still in the hood area. Yeah. Which it is. It's in the hood, it's not in the suburbs.
Detroit period's hood.
Right. But it's what you do. I mean, even people that went to Vito, I mean, it's not like a upscale school like, you know, Cass or something like that. It's just like a regular elementary, but you have smart kids in there.
Yeah, you got smart kids everywhere.
You got smart kids. It's just like, well, it's about how you apply yourself, what you do.
Yeah, and you're absolutely right.
But then it's some when you're going to get yourself together, because perfect example, Byron. He's almost like Judge Greg Mathis.
Yeah, you already know how much he liked to shout out that he was in the hood and he was a game banger. Game banger.
I'm like, tell some real stories now. I want to hear about how you came. I want to hear some stories now.
Describe like how you
jacked some people.
Yeah,
I want to hear some stuff like that. Right. I'm sitting here in the same. Okay, I know. I can't stay here in the same story all the time.
Yeah. So explain. Did he grab you like this, or did he grab you like this?
Right. Please tell something different.
Yeah, but again, I just want to just recap real quick before we move on.
I want to hear somebody talk about prison. Don't nobody ever talk about how it was in prison.
Don't nobody really
tell the real dialogue. Did you ever try to get ready for? No, not me though. But I saw this one dude, one cat, trying to get him. Like, it's always somebody else.
No, it ain't never you. this guy at work, the so called real nigga.
Yeah.
When I told you from the last job I was at. Oh, he told the real about it. Matter of fact, he was known in prison as the butt-naked warrior, or the butt-naked champion.
The butt-naked champion?
Yeah, because he said some guy tried to have him while he was in the shower, and You know, they was fighting. They just duped it out.
He
said every time he swung, Johnson swung too, so he got hit twice. And he won that fight. So, and he was naked when he won it, and they were like, oh,
yeah,
dude.
Get on top of him to hold him down. Yeah. You put his booty in his chest.
Yeah, man.
So he had his ball on his neck.
He told the truth.
But I mean, you had your Johnson in his mouth.
Mr. Butt Naked.
No, man, I was just holding him down. He put it in his mouth, man. I wasn't trying to put it in there.
I didn't get aroused or nothing.
Right.
I didn't get aroused. I mean, in the beginning.
But you thought about it later, though.
we straying away. Yeah, but recap before we move on, because I got one more thing to talk about. People, students, black students, it is true what the man said. If you turn yourself white, not only will your education become easier and more resourceful and all that stuff, but life itself will become useful. I mean, easier.
Don't that sound like they cheating?
Well, I wouldn't
know what that make that sound like. Say, if you would do it this way, then you know you get away with a little bit more. We'll give y'all a little bit more to advance. But if you can't, if you black, we ain't give you nothing to advance. That sound a little bit like cheating to me.
Well, I wouldn't necessarily say it's cheating, but, you know, that's the white man's law.
Because if a black guy and a white guy was sitting there taking a test, he gonna get a white guy a little bit more advanced because he's white and not no advance to the black person. That sounds like you cheating. That's what it sounds like to me.
Well, yeah, you look at it that way, that's what's been going on.
That's why I'm looking at it.
Yeah, white and black's been, that's how it's, the war.
He's just like saying
that. Yeah, the war between white and black.
What's his name?
That's how it always been. Marty Nolenberg.
I won't be voting for you.
He's a Republican state senator, which is a lawmaker. So he can make laws.
For what law? For all of them or just for that state?
Yeah, he got the power to make laws.
Oh, sure. I hope you die. Like, anyway, but, nah, I ain't gonna wish no death on him. But
yeah, like again, he's not, in my opinion, he's not racist because of that statement. He's racist because of the second statement. Because I'm light skinned, but having you as a dark skinned friend makes me down with the darkies.
Move you down with the darkies because white don't consider you white at all.
Let's move it on. Yeah, that's because I got this beard, so I'm getting.
No, that's because
I'm getting,
you got
questioned.
Nigga blood running through your veins. No, that's why.
No, I'm getting questioned at the airport because of my beard. It's this company called Hillcourt. It's one of the largest privately held oil and natural gas companies in America.
I hate them.
In around 2010, they gave every employee $35,000 or a $50,000 car for, like, it was a span of 5 years. You know, they made a 5-year goal and they met their 5-year goal. So,
For real?
Yeah, so they rewarded.
I really hate them.
Yeah, they rewarded their player on their companies because of that. Now, before I move on, which one would you have to take? $35,000 or the
$35,000 or $50 car?
Yeah. Oh no, a $50,000 car.
$50,000.
The $35,000. I
would have took the car. Why? What, they ain't really give you the money?
No, I ain't saying I would. No, the money is good, but the car, you know, first of all, I may have a car, but anybody who experienced this, if you got a family. Ain't nothing like a 2-car family. Dude, I'm telling you.
With $35,000, you can still get you a good car.
No, but with $50,000.
You have some money left over.
But, yeah, you have some money left over. But, you know, the car is running. It's a brand new car.
Look, let me tell you this. With $35,000,
you ain't gonna get the
car
you want.
It's a car place up here.
Yes,
I that's all. Look, hold on. Let me tell you now. Uh-huh. Now the cars, now they come in. They got like F-150s, 300, a Cadillac, a 300C, but they all souped up. They all on some wheel. They all got bang inside. I mean, cars that you drive, tint windows. You can go up there and get two of them, two for $8,000. One for you, one for your honey. And then you still have how much left over? Like $20,000.
Nah, first of all.
So you can still, it's the way with you, how you play with your money.
Yeah. First of all, I ain't buying nothing for my honey. I buy for my wife, not my honey dip. The wife.
She's not your honey dip. She's not your baby. Your boo. Your old lady.
She my old lady. But that's not, what I'm saying. But not honey dip. Honey dip is Keisha. No. I don't know. I just threw a name out there. No. Yeah, but I don't know what type of car it was, but. See, I don't want to buy nothing. Yeah, I don't want to buy nothing used if I don't have to buy nothing used. You know, this right here.
Still have some money left over. You can put you a whole brand new engine in there. And I said, it's all about how you play with your money.
True, but if a company is doing this, you can pay some type of money up in this mud. But let's move on with this year, which is 2015. This year, there was no choice, but every employee, including the mop pushers, received 100,000 of those things for a Christmas bonus.
What place was this?
This is called Hill Court. I don't know what the hill.
Either they making money or they stealing.
Everybody else was like, oh, well, this is a plan to get them to do whatever they type of doing, or they can get that money back easily by saying every last one of the employees is a charity case, which, hey, I'm a charity freaking case. Let it be.
It's Illuminati.
Yeah, let it be then. But anyway, I don't want to say that because, you know, that's speaking negative. I'm going to say, well, that's cool. I wish where I'm at would do something like that. Now,
what are you doing y'all like that?
Well, what would you do?
Know why they not doing y'all like that? Because they already getting over on y'all. So
that's every income. That's every employer.
Instead of hiring y'all in, they just get temp people.
But that's every employer, excluding this one. This is either one of the best jobs to work at ever, which is in Houston. It's one of the best jobs to work at ever, or they're doing some very crooked that y'all don't know about. And when the raid go down, you going down with them.
Everybody, I hope your name not in them files.
Yeah.
I'm pulling everybody's names in that file.
Yeah, and this makes me
I don't care if you worked there one day and got fired the same day. You getting pulled.
This makes me very cautious on putting my money into their shares because they might pull a freaking
Oh, you're talking about offer. Dick.
No, this happened in real life. What was that company? Oh, shoot.
Yeah, with what you call them?
Yeah, Fun and Dick and James.
Their real company.
They made fun of it, but yeah, I forget. I'm patching into this.
Enron, that's what it is.
But they might pull one of those on us, and then all that $100,000 is go right back where it was before, not in your pocket, and you might end up owing. But what would you do with $100,000? Now, before you answer. A lot of people have said, some people had took an early retirement. Some people left and been on a vacation. And the reason the company stated that the reason why they're doing this is to, you know, it's to help motivate people to give 100% every day.
You know? Not no black person. You probably got some people hooked back on drugs.
I gave up good.
$100,000. I'm going back to crack. About so much crack, it was stacked this high.
Me personally,
you get an invitation to the party.
Me personally, I wouldn't quit my job because $100,000
jack. It ain't jack. It ain't constantly coming.
Yeah, and on top of that, it ain't. That's not even a house.
Know some people can blow $1 million in a day. I heard about it. I'm like, $1 million in a day? What the hell are you doing that you blowing?
Well,
it ain't that much time in a day for you to.
Well, whoever do that deserve to be broke and where they at right now.
Yeah, they do.
In my opinion.
Like, how do they get money?
Yeah, but and another thing.
$1,000, no, I won't quit my job, but I wouldn't know what I would do with it. I know what I would do with it.
Go ahead.
Send letters and write my family off.
You said write them off?
Yeah. Like, don't ask me for shit. I don't know you. Don't come to me no more. We ain't family. That way, when they hear about your money, they can't come at you for nothing.
Yeah, I will consider that. No, but yeah, I wouldn't retire because the money ain't constantly coming in. I wouldn't.
Matter of fact, I'm gonna shift my baby mama over there to Iraq with no gun
and get a shirt saying I'm an American who love Iraq.
No, I'm saying I hate all Muslims. That's why I'm gonna get that shirt said. I hate all Muslims.
Muslim is a Muslim, ain't my baby. No, but yeah, I wouldn't. I wouldn't quit my job. I wouldn't. I will. The first thing I'll do is, I most definitely will read up on stock and investments, because that's be one of the first things I'll do is invest the money. That way, the money can start making money for me while I'm still working.
Shoot, I get my own business started for real.
Of course.
Just in case my boss want to fire me, but that's all right. I'm my own boss anyway.
Oh, yeah, of course. Whatever talk would be most definitely much better than what it is right now.
I'm buying WJLB.
And I will have me a female employee.
Yeah. But heck yeah, shoot. With $100,000, it's not too much you can do, but the best thing to do, is invest it. I think you should always invest whatever. You ain't got to invest all of it. That's some.
Of course, yeah.
You know, it's a chance of you can lose it. But, you know, invest enough where you can start making some. Make you enough, shoot, pull it out. I will invest the same thing. If I make twice as much that I put in there, I would take that same that I invested before and put it in something else. And just keep going on like that. But, shoot. That was how I was not getting that stockbroker, somebody who knows what they're doing.
Oh, yeah. Like I said, I would look into all that investment stuff, because if you don't know what you're doing, you most definitely go end up back where you at, or worse. Or worse. But yeah, that I think that was pretty cool for it. Whether they had sinister things to go along with that, you know, they did it. And that's the calculation. They got to be making some money, because they got an employee count of nearly 1,400 employees that work for them, and they company got to be making some bread, because that's like that's like nearly 1,400 mil coming out of their pocket.
So on other notes, let's talk about, were you finished with that?
Oh, sure, yeah, we'll move on. Yeah, go ahead.
Let's talk about Wu-Tang. You heard about Wu-Tang?
You talking about that secret album?
That album, yeah, came out with.
Mm-hmm.
You know who got it?
Yes, the guy who I would say one of the first known actual villains of the world. He's like a super villain of the world now.
He don't mind it at all, nigga.
Yeah.
And he gets his kicks on being hated.
Yeah, this guy has appeal. You know, well, they had appeal that can...
It's the pill that when the AIDS...
It helps suppress. It wasn't to cure it, but it most definitely drastically helped suppress the effects of it.
$750 for one.
Yeah, pill. It was $13 for a pill each. And then he boosted up to $750+. I'm just going to say over $700. To appeal, and he's freaking jerk.
All I can say is you better hope nobody don't affect you.
If they just put freaking Magic Johnson in the lab and just run some tests on his blood, we already know his blood is the cure for AIDS and HIV. I'm telling you, the remnants of the cure. It's in Magic Johnson's body. Yeah, he did.
Somebody helped him out with the doctor.
Yeah, but and now
Charlie Sheen doctor, matter of fact.
The vaccine is now his bloodline.
Legend.
Yeah, but yeah,
I am legend.
That's freaking that. Yeah, he is I Am Legend. Magic Johnson is I Am Legend.
You're like, I can fix this, you know?
but that guy, I'm sorry, listeners. I can't think of the guy's name right now, but yeah, he's white, and we already know the white man is evil. Oh, man.
You're like a son of a bitch.
And the thing about the whole album thing is that I'm quite sure he don't even know about Wu-Tang.
He just bought, they said, which I believe, he just bought it because he had the money.
Oh, yeah, which is, people with money, rich people, wealthy people.
But he, and they say he also did that because he got to get something started up, because now people, they're not really talking about him much, and he want to be talked about again.
Oh, well, he's always going to be talked about because, like I just said, he's one of the first world villains of nowadays. But more like most rich people and wealthy people, they buy so many stupid things that they don't need, but they only buy because they got the money to do so. I'm quite sure he probably didn't know nothing about Wu-Tang, and he only bought it because he had the money and everybody else wanted it. And on top of that, he said he haven't even listened to it, and he said he ain't gonna listen to it. Yeah, he said he ain't gonna listen to it.
Cause he don't like Wu-Tang. He don't care nothing about no Wu-Tang.
He said he ain't gonna listen to it until he feeling kind of low about himself, you know. So the boost his morale back up.
You don't know. Yeah. He don't even like Wu-Tang. I mean, come on now. I'm talking about the only person here listening to that wit. Is Taylor Swift. So you trying to get Taylor Swift to this house.
I'm pretty sure
you ain't getting that.
Yeah, I'm quite sure
she don't like you neither.
Yeah, I'm quite sure she don't know jack much about Wu-Tang either.
That's what they were saying. I don't want you to know. I mean, if she do, that's cool, but they're very popular. But even still, that's just dumb. But like you were saying about how rich people buy unnecessary stuff, that's true, but that's because you do got the money. But there are a lot of that stuff they buy, like, do you think is, let me ask you, okay, let's say they put a bowling alley in their house. You think that's stupid?
No, I wouldn't say that's stupid. You know, that's just, the recreational things that you do in your life, like as far as the movie theaters in your house, the bowling alley, arcades, all that stuff. You know, I figure, you know, that's not.
You know why they do that?
Well, I know, I understand from the point of view of, I used to honestly think this was stupid, you know, they're buying like 100 different cars and all that stuff, but to me, I still think it's stupid.
Now, that right there, I mean, unless you like cars, because I'm a car guy, so I'll buy just 100 just to have them, not to drive all of them, just because I like them.
Oh, yeah,
like, I still plan on getting a 95 Ferrari.
yeah, you know, the whole collection, unless you're like an actual collector and like these things, you know, I wouldn't say it's a waste of money, but... You know, but a lot of times, they don't have taxes taken out of their checks. They just get a check cut to them, and they gotta report the money, or else you're gonna end up like Wesley and all them other ones who kind.
That's why they had those the charity benefits.
Yeah, so they can write them off. Mm-hmm. Yeah, write them off. So a lot of reason they buy it. But for the rich people who just buying things like gold toilet paper, you know. Actual 14-karat gold toilet paper. Buying gold seasoning for your food. I mean, gold is edible, but not, you know, don't be going around.
Because, like, what's her name? What's her name? Brad Pitt's wife, Angelina Jolie. Mm. She said her check's too much. That's why she gives her money away. Now, see, I can understand that. Now, that's understandable about people that say, oh, this is just too much money.
Okay, well...
So I help out. You know, you have also... Now, that's a good thing.
Yeah, I'm like, giving away is totally different from buying gold toilet paper.
Right.
You know, that's a whole thing. That's totally different from, you know, buying a golden fork because I only eat from the best utensils type junk. No.
But like diamond, I was saying...
Diamond tables and all that stuff.
You know, I was listening to Steve Harvey. I think he was on ET, and he was saying about being rich. He said, about being famous. He said the down perks of it. He said, now, being famous, the down perks of it, he said, if I would have known what the perks of it was, he said, I would have did something else.
So he said,
he wouldn't have. You got to see where you're coming from. You don't know that. Right. If he said that, then, hey, you take him over on his word.
No, he wouldn't.
Why would he lie about it?
Because of the money. That's why he lying about it. He only saying it.
He already got the money. He don't need.
No, he's saying that he got the money now. But he would have did something else. He wouldn't have the money that he got now.
A different career. You can get a different career. I know about what you're satisfied in, what you're doing. It's not always about the money.
Yes, I understand that, too.
Yeah, if you know that, then why you talk about his money?
No, he ain't about to. No, he's saying that because he got the money
now.
He like
doing comedy. That's what he like doing.
Yes.
That's why he doing. The money's just the perks of it. But he was talking about. Anyway, before we get all up into that. the way he was talking about it, he was saying, because he said, you try going to a restaurant and people coming in your face taking pictures without even asking you. Well, you know, people around you, it's like you can't take your kid to the park without getting. I say, I can understand that, because that's what, you know, like Michael Jackson's going through. You know, he can't go nowhere.
That's what I said about the whole patty pie argument we had. You, when it comes to being famous, you have no more privacy, and you have to uphold the things that I was trying to say about the apology thing. You have to uphold things like that because you are in the famous, the public eye, and you have to say these things.
If you want to. If you want to. You can still got some people who's on video who's very nasty at people. I don't care what you say.
Yes. Raven Simone is dumb as heck. Yes. You know, but I'm just saying she's famous, and you can say things like that, and you're going to get negative and positive remarks about any and every single thing you say, but because you're in the public eye, you're a famous person, you're going to get way more ridicule than I would get by saying those things.
Okay, I know what you said, but still, I was going somewhere with this. What I was saying about buying those things, he made a good example. He said, that's why we buy, like, the bowling alley in our house, because we can't go out and go bowling. We buy the theater, because we can't go to the movies. Because you always get happy. So I'll say, you know, that does make perfect sense. That's why you buy them things in your house. Like, what's his name?
I wouldn't want to go.
Jerry Seinfeld. Now, he got a whole thing in his backyard, shopping center. He got his house, and he got a shopping center in the back of his house. I'm like, that's cool.
Well, if you're going to have that much, then you might as well just have the food just shipped to you, period.
He do got in the back of him. Now, they'll bring it to him. He ain't got to go out and get it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm just talking about straight to your door.
His best friend is, and said his best friend, they both comedians, but Jerry Seinfeld make more money than him. But his best friend started before him. His best friend started, what's his name? George, is it Will? Is it George Will?
Yeah, from
The Wash.
Not The Wash. Oh.
He was from The Wash. The car wash.
Oh, that's George Wallace.
George Wallace. That's him.
Yeah, I'm about to say
George Wallace.
Yeah, George Wilbord is Michael Bazin's partner.
Not him. Yeah. George Wallace. Yeah, that's his best friend. They best friends. So when they started, they lived together for a very, like, 15 years. Oh. So that's my best friend. I was like, really? Cool. Like, yeah, he's like, I've started before. I'm funnier than him, but he makes more money than me. Oh, yeah, that's funny.
well, that's kind of like a duh, because Jerry is white.
Jerry is white. Is he Jewish?
Oh, my goodness.
But anyway.
His skin is white. Yeah, my bad.
But, yeah, but still, yeah, they best friends. I'm like, I didn't know that.
Well, that's close as I could. This one ran extra long. Some people listen to whatever talk on Podomatic.com, which is the home of whatever talk. We on SoundCloud, we on iTunes. Remember, those media sites, not every episode is there, but I still have every episode. So go, holler at me for anyone that you want to listen to again or haven't heard. Just get at me and I will put it up for a limited time and I will get back at you. The way you get at me is whatever talk show @gmail.com, or you can comment on this show or any other show. You don't necessarily have to comment on what you heard on this show. You can comment on anything you want to comment on in particular, whether it be how to make the show better or anything about us, or anything about your life in particular that you want to ask or want some advice on, or anything. Get at us and we will try to get back, comment into your likings. You know, I'm not going to tell you what you want to hear if that's what you're looking for. Also, while you're at it, at least think about what Trump said about the whole Muslims not entering the USA. Do you think that's right? Do you think that's contradicting, or do you think that's going against the freedom of religion that the U.S. has? Get at us about this whole Marty Marr, his statement about the issue with education, about black kids not turning themselves white. I think it's true. Was it racist? I wouldn't say it's racist because it's a true statement. And you guys know it's true. Freaking black people know it's true. Hill Court, is that one of the coolest places to work at or not? What would you do with 100,000 of them things? That's $100,000 to you white folks.
Whatever I want.
Give a shout out to my family, the wife, the kids, the grandmies, mom, pops, brothers, sisters, cuz. You know, the whole family ancestry.
Nope.
The whole family ancestry. You know, give a shout out to them. And oh, what the heck? I give a shout out to old Kunta. Oh, he might be part of the bloodline. I don't know. Whatever.
Chicken George told her son. Whatever.
If you would have made it this far, but then you made it to the end of the show, you can stay posted, but we gotta go. But wait a minute. Leave a comment. Tell us what you think about it. Come again. Tell a friend. Tell whoever listening. Whatever talk. Whatever talk.